The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. And I feel like
there's
Katy
no
Perry,
turning back.
I think feel like Katy Perry's trying really hard to reinvent herself.
Why? What's she doing?
I don't know. She's just everywhere. She's got a new album out or something, and she's trying her best to get it promoted more, and nobody seems to care. And I don't know. It just seems like she's putting out a lot of stuff on social media, trying to get noticed again.
I haven't followed her.
Getting back up to that stardom she once was.
I did hear, though, that people loved Snoop Dogg on The Voice.
Oh, he was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but everybody that I saw on social media, they loved him. I missed it, but I felt like it was gonna be too shticky, but it wasn't.
No, it was great.
Really?
I loved him on it. I think he brings like a new flavor to it, and he's giving out chains to everyone that he gives on his team.
Because that's the thing. If you don't watch The Voice, each celebrity has a thing that they give to the people that they pick. Like, what's her name? She did like chicken strips or something. Reba, yeah, she did that. And what have been some of the other sticky things?
I don't know, but
jackets. Yep. Dan and Shay like gave jackets out or something.
And Kelly used to give something else too, but Michael Bublé is giving out hockey jerseys, which I was like, that's awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. All right, so he's giving out gold chains.
Yeah.
Snoop, he brings flavor to everything.
He does.
I mean,
this
guy covered the Olympics.
I know.
I mean, didn't he get paid like a buku
money? $500,000 a day.
It was insane. Yeah. $500,000. What are they paying him at The Voice?
Oh, I don't know.
And he has ice cream out.
He's got everything. He's got cereal, I think, too.
Yeah, so and he has everything.
He's Martha Stewart's best friend.
Yep, that's true.
Imagine that, Snoop Dogg.
I mean, you never saw, if you bet on this, you would have never bet on it, right? Like, Snoop Dogg is going to be the rage.
He is such a household name
now.
Yeah,
he is. Yep, every age group.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, it doesn't feel like fall, y'all.
No, it doesn't.
It's going to be 85 today. They say the 80s are going to continue with no chance of rain all week long. That means fire danger later on in the week. You know that, right?
Yeah, and by the way, I was just looking at the peep map. Oh, man. Mm. It's coming.
The peak?
Peep.
Oh, the peep.
Yeah, the leaf peepers.
Oh, the peepers.
Yeah, okay. So I was just looking at the map. My sister and her boyfriend are flying out to go to Estes Park to peep.
They're
drying a gigantic rig all the way up I-70 just to look at some leaves. Yeah. That is nuts to me.
It gets busy. People love peeping.
They do love the peeping.
Yeah, they're on a road trip.
But BJ,
I kinda envy that.
BJ has his own kind of peeping. He likes to peep in the DTC.
I do.
Yeah.
The DTC is awesome, man.
Yeah.
I sit here in the studio and I can see all these trees out here. Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's going to be about a month later than you peepers that go up to the mountains.
Right.
But it'll eventually come to me.
He's very excited about this. Yeah. Jamie, don't go to it. It comes to you in the DTC. That should be their new thing, like their slogan, their welcome.
Come to me in the DTC.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot.
Right, we had technical issues yesterday, so we could not put up a podcast because our show, for some reason, didn't get recorded. So we couldn't put it out there on the internet. And a lot of people are asking, hey, where's the recap of Ralphie's trip and Jamie's trip out to California to go to college? So I think we can do that now. I think we can just recap it again.
Well, it's funny because I actually thought about some more things that happened that I did not share yesterday.
Ooh, okay.
All right, first of all, we pull up, right? And I realize that I have overpacked this child. Like, I have brought everything in the kitchen sink for this kid because he's the only child and I want him to have everything because that's who I am.
Your mom.
But I'm over the top mom. And so we pull up and I'm following the dad and my son. And we pull up in literally, like, some people only have four bags of things. We have a Sprinter van full of stuff. A Sprinter van. You guys know what that is.
Like,
yeah. Full-blown Sprinter van. And it's full to the top where I have to fall. I can't jump in it to go on campus with them.
It's packed.
I have to follow them because even my kid can barely fit in the Sprinter van.
And there's no way that this place they're moving into. I mean, we're talking about a dorm room.
It's a dorm. Okay? Yeah.
Now, there's no way that you got four kids.
Right.
There's no way four Sprinter vans can pull up. Okay.
No.
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to fit. Well, there's nowhere for the kids to go because it's all furniture and stuff.
Yeah. So I already know, like, I'm going to be shipping a lot of this back. And so then I look at the dad and I go, oh my God, look at that person. They had their Tesla. They just had a little Tesla, like a Model X. They lifted it up. The kid pulled out like six things and went in. I was like, oh no.
Okay, no, literally when I went to school in New Hampshire, I drove cross country, right?
Yeah.
And I drove my little Eclipse. And that's all I had was like it was packed wall to wall.
Because you're normal. Yeah. Because that's what people do, but not when you're me. So I know that I bought everything for the balcony because they're the balcony bros, right? They get their own balcony. So I brought AstroTurf. I brought, I brought seating. I brought all the deck chairs. I brought this little corner unit with fake plants on it. I brought candles. that are on battery operated and they look amazing. I brought all that. So part of this is because the balcony. Yeah. And by the way, they won best balcony. Okay.
Oh, nice. Right, so, okay. So you got that going.
Are the flags flying?
The flags are flying. The Himalayan prayer flags. Yeah. That I was like, you guys are going to be suspect. My kid's like, Mom, you're so old. Everybody knows about prayer flags except for you. I go, well, like, they're red and green and they got a kind of a rainbow vibe to them. He's like, Mom, everybody knows. Okay. They're not 80 like you. I'm like, I'm not 80.
I could just picture walking by that dorm and looking up at that balcony, and obviously it's going to stand out.
Yeah. Okay,
compared to all the other balconies, and thinking, man, there's a party going on up there full right? time, 24/7.
Yeah, and they have those lights that you get at IKEA. Yeah. They're on a remote that can turn different colors. Nice. And they can strobe out and all that stuff. But then he goes, the only thing that people are going to make think that we're four guys that are suspect is those stupid candles you got. I'm like, it's for romantic evenings when you bring back the chicks. That's what it was.
And the fireplace is a nice touch too.
So I brought a fireplace that's a little like plug-in fireplace. It's like 5x7. It looks real. It's amazing. I got a fountain, which by the way, amazing. Now the only thing I got a little kickback for was the elixir. It's like, it's a smelly elixir thing that puts up some smell in the air. Yeah. Got a little pushback on that one.
You got to scent the place. You got to, it's boys in there.
Exactly.
You got to bury that smell.
So we had surfboards in there. And then the other kid, Casey, he brought a surfboard. I had his truck. So my son loves his truck. Well, if you go to Walgreens on their photo thing, they can like make it look like it's embedded into a cube of ice.
Oh.
It's like 3D. It's only like $7. And they'll take the picture and they'll embed it into a 3D picture. And you can see all the way around a truck like it's in 3D.
That's pretty sweet.
He loved it. He was like, Mom, this is the coolest thing ever. I was like, all right, well, then ignore the elixir thing or whatever that was. Yeah,
just and the candles.
Yeah, and the candles. And so then you put a doorstop in and then that way all the kids come in and they all like just hang out. And so literally this is the best room. Even a dad stopped in and he goes, this is the most amazing room I've ever seen. And all the moms were like, man, you know what? You did good. I'm like, thanks so much. I'm all proud. And then the dad, my son's dad, looks at me and goes, we have to take this back in June.
Now, back it all up.
For new kids moving into the dorm, do they have a competition on who looks best?
We got the best balcony.
So you did win.
We did win. Best balcony. Best balcony, bros.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, right?
To have a competition.
I know. Well, I felt bad because some of them didn't bring the stuff, Like, they don't have a mom like me.
Yeah, I've been that kid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just that kid before.
You can go out and cut some twigs and put them, somewhere or something.
Like tape them to the balcony.
Tape them to the balcony. Yeah, make it look like at Christmas when you put up your handrails.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could have taken some foliage around your railing. I don't know. I'm all about Michaels right now.
No, I'm just saying I've been that kid, where mom didn't overthink for me. She didn't think at all.
Yeah.
Okay, where I show up at football practice and I don't have a mouthpiece. Mom didn't. She couldn't afford one.
Yeah.
So I had to borrow.
Is that why you don't wear
mouthpiece.
Underwear?
I mean, just little things.
Yeah, because you never had any.
Right, right.
Yeah. So why start now?
Right. Why? Yeah. It's like underwear. They make those. No kidding.
The funniest one of the funniest things that happened is we were all at dinner, so all the parents went and everything. And I'm so happy that it's such a great group of kids, and their parents are just amazing. So one of the kids, so she goes, "Hey Peanut, will you pass down the macaroni and cheese?" I thought the kid was going to die. I thought Peanut was going to die.
Yeah, you don't want anyone to know your nickname.
He looked at his mom, and she looked at him, and she's like, uh-oh. And then everybody started hazing him. I mean, even the other adults, like even me. Peanut, will you pass us the ketchup, Peanut? And so then everybody started asking everybody what their nicknames were, right? So my son's nickname is Punkin. That's what I always called him when he was little. Punkin. Yeah. So he was Pumpkin. We had Peanut, and then we had Buddy, which is normal. And then the one kid, we go, "What's your nickname?" And he goes, "Dumbass." And his dad's like, "He's not wrong."
Oh, I don't know what's worse, Peanut or Dumbass.
I know, right? And now what's bad is now they all call each other that inside the thing. I go, "What does that sound like on the balcony when you're like, hey, Peanut? Yeah, Pumpkin."
You know, is there an age? That's a good question. Is there an age where you need to stop using a nickname?
I don't think you can.
It's going to stick.
I don't think you can stop, though, as the parent.
Well, we used to go back to see my mom before she passed away in Tennessee, and she wouldn't let me use the name Frog.
Oh.
She said, no, don't call him that here. You got to stop doing that because that's going to stick with him later on in life, and you don't want that. And she kept telling me that over and over again, and I just didn't know with you bringing up that topic.
No, because, like, only radio people know Ralphie. That, like... Like, nobody in his friend group thinks his name is Ralphie. No, it doesn't stick.
No, but you're saying it stuck out there with Peanut.
No, they were just joking because at the table, they were all hazing each other. It was teenage boys being teenage boys.
Yeah,
but
that Peanut will stick, I think. It would stick with me.
I think you're overthinking it.
I'm sitting at a table with other kids, and they call one kid Peanut. It's like, oh, he's Peanut forever. My world, right?
I guess that dumbass is going to stay dumbass.
I mean, that's kids.
My God. No, it was just awesome. It was fabulous, and the college is beautiful. They go to the beach every day. They take, like, they walk down to the beach, and then they're doing a Target takeover with their, so the colleges are, like, they're cut up in different sections or whatever, so they're... Yes. Their college goes to can you imagine being at Target and like 1,000 kids come in?
Yeah. You'd be mayhem.
Like, no, thank you. I'm leaving. This does not sound fun at all. Yeah. But it's all worked out. Target he is so day. Happy. It's the Target takeover. It has
Target
a name.
Takeover.
Yeah, it has a name. So it's all going well, except for that one girl where he screwed it up because he's talking to another girl, and then they got in cahoots, and they're like, wait, he's talking to you? And then she's like, yeah, he's talking to me. And she's like, he kissed me on the forehead.
It's okay. He'll learn. He'll learn.
Yeah, it's okay because he's on the campus with 10,000
girls. That's what I told him.
It's going to be a while before you go through them all.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, there you go. The update. Ralphie is off to college.
God.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Game?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Unbelievable. All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. New Kids on the Block. Fly away to Vegas. We'll give you a code word. It's at 9 o'clock this morning.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.